When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring
the co
at Ready Mix Concrete. You got their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined now to begin the hour by our friend Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We will get to all things spring game, portal, and more. But before that, we got to set the record straight here because there's video of the drop punt in the spring game, and also there's video of you catching the punt at the spring game. We'll let you tell the story. What actually happened? How many punts did you receive, Sean, and how did that go for you?
Well, they just kind of kicked me out there. You're first. And so I get out there, and being on the line here with a renowned special teams coordinator, Bill Bush, he can attest, you know, gauging the wind and the ball in the Memorial Stadium.
It's a lot.
It's not easy. So I get out there, and I probably should have just let the first one go, but you know what? I'm going to just make a play on it and have fun with it. Not realizing Steve Sipple's worst fear of why he didn't do this punt competition would become my reality.
Right.
That I would. I joked on Big Red to wrap up last night. My drop punt pulled the highest rating of the game.
It was probably the biggest development of the day. Interestingly,
it was probably the biggest development.
Sean, I watched it 40 times.
In slow mo.
They just didn't do me any. If they just would have shown it in real time, but they had to go
the
like
slow-mo,
put me in full goober mode, like, rah,
rah.
It's like, I don't care who
here
you are.
Here comes on three. It was like an old school. Was it old school? And the guy got shot in the neck with the dart. Frank the Tank took the dart to the tranquilizer to the neck.
I'm in Sortino's Pizza in Omaha.
Okay.
And some guy yells at me, "Don't drop the pizza, Sean."
Oh no!
See,
it's not going away.
Sipple says this; it goes forever.
And I pulled it in. So, but that's my only beef is like, show both of them. Like, I mean, don't put me in full goober mode, and then don't even. But we broke it down last night on Big Red Wrap Up, like Damon Benning's catch, my drop, and my catch. So it was a lot of fun, and got a lot more attention than I was anticipating.
Yeah, what'd you think of the day? Would you do this again? Not that part, but the Nebraska, the Husker games, all of that. Was this a one-off, or is this something we're going to see in the future, how Nebraska handled it?
It's just really, to me, it's this simple. There's a big difference between 60,000 and 80,000 people and 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. And I'm not saying they're going to get 60,000 to 80,000 for a spring game because I don't know if those crowds are out there. I think nobody drew over 60 this year when you look at the numbers out there. But I think they've got to put something together that gets it, you know, up there again, especially with the revenue and some of the things they've done. And who knows what spring football is moving forward and how it's going to exist. But you know, it is what it is. They probably could have just kept it the same and just played the young guys like they did. But, I think you'll see something closer to what we're used to probably, something that they can market more as a true game because you're just not going to draw a big number, as we saw, at events like what Nebraska did this year.
Do you think we'll ever see, Sean, a spring game against a different school? Because there's that conversation of Deion Sanders and Fran Brown. Will that ever happen in upcoming years, in your opinion?
I think the biggest thing is the money. If Fox and Big Ten Network or whoever, you know, the television partners can almost create an additional piece of inventory to play a game like that where it's worth their while, the athletic directors are just going to say, you're doing this. Sorry, coach. You're doing this. We're going to get paid $4 million for this. We're doing this.
Yep.
It could be more than that. I don't know what, you know, but I think that's what it comes down to. If they can create ticket revenue that's legitimate in a television revenue piece as part of like the pie, then all of a sudden I think those conversations are real. But obviously the NCAA has got to get on board. But why? I mean, like, it's just still kind of funny to me that the NCAA has any say on this type of thing. They play scrimmage games like this in volleyball in Division I.
Yeah.
Division II teams play scrimmage games. Like University of Nebraska Kearney, I believe, played Sioux Falls. They played a scrimmage against Sioux Falls. So, like, those things already happen. I don't know why you couldn't do something like that and create a way to make more money for your institutions at the same time.
I think this could evolve. Sean nailed it. It could evolve Nebraska, K-State playing in a scrimmage or control game in front of 80,000 people with game day here.
Oh.
Yeah, I could see game day going to a scrimmage. Why not? It's in March or April.
Yeah.
Why not? And then all of a sudden you have it. Now you have a whole – because what does the NFL do that's brilliant? They own every month. So they do something every month, and they make sure it's a year-long season. That's why the draft is where it's at. That's why the combine's where it's at. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have that – and it's going to happen. I mean, I'd be shocked if it didn't.
There's really not much – when you say why not, there's just not much push. There's not much to push back on. As far as the current conversation goes, Sean, Charmore Brown, how are you assessing this Charmore Brown situation right now? He's the North Dakota State running back who's, he's considering a handful of schools, including Nebraska. Where's the situation at that you can say?
Yeah, I don't know what the holdup is. I mean, it felt like it was going to be Cal. In fact, Cal was in Omaha this week, and you know, they offered Braylon Warren. They stopped at Westside, but they also met with Charmore Brown, and they also went over to Iowa Western to see his brother, and I think they've given his – he's got a brother at Iowa Western, and they've offered him a roster spot. So Cal's trying to plot all the stops to get him, but nothing has been made public yet as far as what his plans are. And it's a little hard to figure out because it felt like it was coming on Monday, and here we are on Wednesday, and we still don't really know kind of where things are at and how hard is Nebraska pushing at this point, especially – hearing what maybe the financial offer from Cal might be. I mean, it's crazy money if it's true in terms of what Cal has come at him with. And, you know, as Matt Rhule said this, he says, we're not going to be a desperate team and chase a player, especially when you've got to be careful when you're in revenue share now and how you allot your money. You can't just, you know, splurge on a guy just to splurge. I mean, you have to be very careful with how you manage things moving forward. And I don't see Nebraska doing something like that, even though I do think Charmore Brown would help this team, no question, if they could get it figured out.
If you don't know this, I understand, Sean. It's kind of out of the blue. How often does Cal come through here looking for players?
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
I don't recall really ever.
That's what I thought. Who's here? Was Wilcox here?
He's not really a guy. I mean, he's from North Dakota State in the portal, so it's not like a traditional high school. But, like, you know, think about this, guys. Yesterday, Ohio State was in Omaha. When's the last time the Buckeyes had coach? And they stopped at Westside and Millard South yesterday.
Who are they looking at?
So, well, they went over to see Braylon Warren, but I think secretly they went over to watch Jet Tamala. I know Jet Tamala's committed to Iowa State, but you know, you do a workout when those coaches come by and spend time with them, and you need a quarterback to throw in the workout. So I'm sure they were there to gauge Jet. And if Ohio State wanted to go after Jet Tamala, they could make that thing real pretty quickly if they wanted him. You know, like they could put their full press on him. And when they do that, it's hard to say no because of the amount of resources they have compared to, say, an Iowa State. But there's other players they could have been looking at too, like Nelson Wheeler, the running back who has a Wisconsin offer, Northwestern, among others. Isaac Jensen, the tight end. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have multiple guys that they could be evaluating there. But, yeah, you don't see the Buckeyes coming into town like that either.
Hmm. The shop door's open. What, Sean,
come on
what,
in.
What was the big, what was
usually with, I like that with show. Like myself, the reason that Cal went to other places, they had one goal in mind. Like when I would come up from LSU to see Fedoni, mm-hmm. then I would just spend the day. So I just whip around to West Side, whatever. I'd just go around and see. I'd go to prep, whatever it was. I'd pick out 6-7 schools besides my time I would spend over with Fedoni. So that's kind of why Cal's like, why we're here. Let's go to other schools.
Sean, when you think about spring ball, the totality of spring ball, player personnel-wise, what was the biggest story in your mind? I have one in mind. What's the biggest story in your mind?
Oh, man, that's a broad one.
Come on. No, it's not. Just what? Wouldn't you say it was the center position getting settled? Justin Evans?
I think the offensive line is in a place that it needs to be in general, and they've done it in a couple ways. They solidified the center spot. They added two starters from the portal, and then they returned kind of a collection of veterans. I mean, this line is built the way it needs to be built to be competitive in the Big Ten Conference. Now, can it hold up? Can they put it all together now? That's the question. But they have the proper pieces this year. And for Donovan Raiola now going into his fourth season at Nebraska, I mean, this is what it should look like for a guy. And I'm excited for Donovan because I know he's worked hard to get it to this point. And the young guys, too, like Gibson Pyle and Grant Bricks, look promising for the future. And they've got a lot there. And getting that center position ironed out was big. I mean, I think Dylan, too, just his advancement in year two is a big thing here because this is now his team, where a year ago he couldn't do that yet because he wasn't named the starter until August.
Right. I think that was big. But I thought the Evans thing was big because, Sean, we went into the spring and the narrative was Evans is a left guard. Maybe he could slide over to center. We don't know. It's possible. It went from that to, no, he's a center. He's center number one in
C1.
C1, and we feel like he could be an all-conference type of player. That conversation shifted incredibly fast in my mind. Go ahead, Jake.
No question. And I think we now know four starters pretty, you know, Spindler, Pritchett, Evans, Lutosky, and then the fifth spot is kind of a toss-up between a lot of guys, whether it's Gatula, whether it's Corcoran. You know, maybe Prochaska gets back in there. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of players. Tyler Knack, I think he had a good spring. But I feel like there's four solidified spots, and then may the best man win for the fifth spot.
It's obviously early, Sean, post-spring, but I saw USA Today and On3, Andy Staples, put Nebraska 22nd in their way-too-early poll for next year. Do you see this as a top 25-type team, Nebraska, in 2025?
They have a schedule that builds up to it. You know, their first three games are going to be favored. Cincinnati game is a touchdown spread right now for Nebraska. And then they get two home games. They're the only team in the Big Ten that opens with two conference home games in a row, back-to-back, Michigan, Michigan State. That's a hell of a break when you're in an 18-team conference and you're the only team that gets to start with the two home games like that. to get momentum and find a good record out of the gates. You're not going to Ann Arbor for your first game, which would be a bear. You get them here, and it's going to be a big stage. So, I mean, the opportunity is there for this team, no question, but they've got to then get to that back half with Penn State and Iowa and USC and in the trip to UCLA. But I do think the schedule is set up to be an eight-plus win type team if they take care of business. And, you know, we joke, 9 wins now is basically you're a playoff caliber team. So 9-3, if they were able to even get to that, you're knocking on the door of a playoff discussion, depending on how your schedule is.
Yep. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Yeah, going to Ann Arbor, rough. Ohio State was in here, too, looking at Tamala.
Now, that's a different one, because like I said, that's one that's very interesting.
You don't see.
That's not normal. They weren't here to see, you know, someone that's, oh, that's a slam dunk. They're here to see him, and then they're just going to spend the day, why not, when I'm there. That was a direct reasoning of why they were why they were here.
So. Cal came through. Interesting.
Well, Cal coming through, that's completely normal. Yeah. I mean, because he's from Omaha. They're here. They're running back. Charmore Brown's from Omaha. So they're here for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably have to get that straight with Sean.
Yeah.
Straighten things out.
I wonder who it was. Was it Wilcox?
Well, the head coaches cannot go out.
Oh, they cannot go out.
No. Just assistant coaches.
So some Cal guys were running around.
Yeah. I wonder if they're wearing. Were they wearing like hoodies? Were they in like a polo?
They have sharp colors. Yeah. Jet Tamala, I'll be damned.
Not going to get a Nebraska offer, but everyone's looking
but Nebraska, you know why.
I understand, but if Ohio State's looking at him and you just willingly said, we're not going to take it, I don't know how you can.
We have hit a hot button.
I've already been bothered by it in general when you've got a bunch of Power 5 schools after him. And if Ohio State enters the conversation, you better change your priorities with Jet Tamala. But it's probably too late at this point. It's too late, though.
Yeah. You have your quarterback situation sort of, you know,
I get set. It.
The quarterback position also is very much like the in-state, which means, like I said, with Ed Ogeron, it do not even remotely comment on anyone in the state of Louisiana or Houston or certain areas. He handled all that. Do not throw one out there. You had to go through all the right deals. And also, he would make the offer, not the assistant coach. However it would be done. Outside of that, didn't care at all. I offered 3 guys in Baltimore. Sounds great. Let me know how it goes. You know,
that in-state. Was...
And then also at quarterback. If there was a quarterback that was out of state, no. You don't offer a quarterback. Hey, I saw a quarterback today in North Dakota. Really impressed me. I offered him. They'd be like, whoa. You can't do that. Because the quarterbacks are so dialed in. And then, like I said, they always talk about when the chips start to fall. And the quarterbacks scramble. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, hey, so-and-so committed to Louisville. So-and-so committed. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's like musical chairs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, the music's going to stop pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to end up? Mm-hmm. And so you don't jack with that. Mm-hmm. So that's why you won't see an Ohio State come in to Omaha and make just an off-the-cuff offer, unless it's a committable offer to it. They won't just say, we're offering him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're offering him like that. So you can't commit to it. We're offering him. Because then somebody else is going, whoa, time out. You offered him? What's going on? Where am I at? Because you generally have your 1A and 1B. This is who we want. Now, sometimes if you're strong enough, you can say, we're going to offer you, and you can post that, but you have to come to camp. The offer's not committable.
Like Iowa State, Jet Tamal is committed to Iowa State, verbally committed. Do those coaches kind of bow up when they find out Ohio State's in there looking at him?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't call him and say, hey, back off.
First thing you do, it's just like, it'd be like you in dating world in Columbus. It's like someone like that, you're like going, I don't care if you're someone like, you know, whatever. Oh, you like the girl I'm dating? Yeah, she's dating me. So just... Okay. You don't show any cracks of like, hey,
right.
You want to be cool.
Jack.
It's like, hey, I don't care who visits him. He's coming to Iowa State. That's how you, that's your
that's posture.
Big eyes and big chest.
There you go.
When we come back, you know, a lot of great draft picks happened in these last couple of days, but there's some big names that did not get drafted. I'll tell you who next, an early break on the ticket.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.